It's a beautiful summer day, you're walking down the street, and without warning, you find that you have stepped into some dog do. Now what? Now you have poop on your new Kenneth Coles. Now in this situation, you might declare the injustice of dog owners who do not clean up after their pets, damn them. You might also share the pain of the experience, encouraging everyone around you, everyone that you run into, everyone that you see on the street to look at your shoe. Smell my shoe. Look at it. Smell it. Look at it. Smell it. Here's the thing. Attempts at vindication are not very proactive. Now, it may serve your sense of righteous indignation, but it's not going to assist you in getting where you would like to be unless your goal is to remain a victim. So, instead, why not clean up or change your shoes? Take a moment to look at what you might have done to have been more effective, such as watching where you step. Here's the deal, my friends. If you are not happy with where you are at this moment, do not stay entrenched in the misery of your circumstances. You did not arrive here by accident. Your thoughts, words, and actions, your choices, brought you here. So on some level, you received what you intended. Even if that intention was unconscious, you are living it. You can either utilize this opportunity for judgment and self-criticism, or you can allow it to better inform you for today and the days to come. So, here's my question for you. What are three things that you will do today to create a more effective life for yourself? Because even a small step of clarity is a step in an effective direction. There's an African proverb that says, "Do not look where you fell, but where you slipped." Success or sabotage? Success requires one to find the opportunity in all circumstances. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, what opportunities does this day hold for greater joy and satisfaction? If you keep your eyes open, there are many of them. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. I am Mark Ward.
For more, visit askmarkward.com.